Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, of course, we are well aware that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is really magnificent in various different aspects. One of the aspects in which it is truly magnificent is This fact that despite the passing of well over 1,000 years, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is this treasure trove of knowledge and wisdom and moral and ethical virtuous values that even in the present day amaze the most religious of people and the most avid of researchers into the life of humanity. Of course, this beautiful personality's other aspect is the idea how it transcends time, as we said, but it also transcends people and it transcends place. Of course, people all across the world are able to benefit from the persona of Imam Ali, and people across time and across age and across gender and across language and ethnicity and national background. I mean, really, the more and more you think about this, you realize that the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the persona of His Eminence is truly, truly universal. But, you know, as we have said in many programs, if not in all of our programs, this universality of the persona of the first divinely appointed Imam is sourced in the universality of the Messenger of Allah and his persona. And, of course, the universality of the Messenger of Allah and his persona is again sourced in divine inspiration. It is sourced in the Holy Quran. It is sourced in the teachings of Islam, and ultimately is all sourced to the Almighty Allah. And of course, the Almighty Allah being limitless, being boundless, being infinite, even though infinite in itself is a limitation when it comes to the Almighty Allah. Now, one thing that we want to keep in mind here is that this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in many places has been said to be the standard, the criterion, and the measure for a great many things, whether it is faith or it is hypocrisy or it is the enmity with Islam or whether it is the side of truth or the side of falsehood. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been made the standard, not by he himself saying so, because it is actually because the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, has made Imam Ali alayhi salam the standard for many different things. One place we find that the Messenger of Allah was speaking to one of his companions, of course, one of the great companions of the early era of Islam by the name of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. When speaking to Abu Dharr al-Ghafari, the Messenger of Allah, speaking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, says that enmity with Ali is hypocrisy. And just to say it one more time, enmity with Imam Ali alayhi salam is hypocrisy. Nifaq. It turns you into a hypocrite. Now, again, this is one of those statements that even though we had related this tradition in one of the previous programs, but we didn't really talk much about it. In this program, we do want to talk a little bit about it because of the statement is so profound in meaning and depth and wisdom as well. Now, you know, we might think that this is an emotional statement to anybody who is his enemy, is the enemy of Islam, or is a hypocrite, or has the signs of hypocrisy. Well, first and foremost, we must understand that the Messenger of Allah only speaks out of divine inspiration and divine revelation. Whatever he says at all times, at all moments, is under the supervision of the Almighty Allah. We have to understand that. So the Almighty Allah will not allow the Messenger of Allah to say anything, or for that matter, do anything that contradicts that which the Almighty Allah wants. Right? So he's the Messenger of Allah. Whatever he is saying is under supervision. Whatever he is saying is divine revelation. And whatever he is saying is the truth. It is correct. It is immaculate. It is infallible. It is ma'asum, as the term in Arabic and even in Persian it is known to be. So now we take the second step, and that is that this is then not a mere emotional statement being said by the Messenger of Allah regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is in fact something that is being said with the satisfaction and with the acceptance of the Almighty Allah. What? That enmity with Imam Ali alayhi salam is hypocrisy. And so again, we had said in previous programs that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the divinely appointed leader, he is the divinely appointed Imam, he is the divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, in this instance, if we accept Imam Ali as the successor, religious, political, you know, social, global successor and leader of the Muslims after the Messenger of Allah, and that too appointed not by any human being or any council or any group of people, but appointed by the Almighty Allah, then to have enmity with this representative of Allah, this Hujjatullah on the earth, this enmity is an enmity with the Almighty Allah. And so, of course, whether an individual on the outside is praying or they're fasting, or they're going to Hajj, or they're praying zakat, paying their homes, they're following all of the religious laws and regulations. You know, they are following the commandments of the Almighty Allah to whatever extent they can, right? But they have the enmity of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then this, in reality, whether that individual knows it or not, is turning into hypocrisy. And this is the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a persona which is the standard not only for the gauging of who it is that has true faith and true iman, but it is also a way to gauge who is the enemy of the Almighty Allah and who is a hypocrite within the folds of Islam. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ما أضمر أحد شيئا إلا ظهر في فلتات لسانه وصفحات وجهه.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Whenever a person conceals a thing in his heart, it manifests itself through unintentional words from his tongue and in the expressions of his face."
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Quran is a miracle given to Rasul, and Ali is also a miracle given to Rasul. Quran is a universal book, then Ali is a universal personality. When you look at this concept of Quran being the universal book, what it means is that this is the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were revelations which came before, and they were true. We cannot be a Muslim if we deny the truth of Torah and Injil and the books which came before. But then this was the final one. With coming of the Quran, everything else is to be respected. But when it comes to implementation, it is the Quran. This is the era of the Quran. And with the last prophet, this became the last book. It is universal in a sense that it is not bound by time and space. It is not only for the people who lived during the days of the prophet. Quran is not a source of guidance only for the Arabian Peninsula or for the people who lived in the 7th century. It is a source of guidance for all the people till the day of Qiyamah and all parts of the world. That is the meaning of universality of the Quran. When you look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is a universal personality in a sense that his life and his words and the examples that he provided in the short life that he had, especially in the last 5 years of his Khilafah, these are not bound by time and space. the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the words of wisdom, and whatever he left behind as a legacy, this has acquired its own universal form. It is applicable and a source of guidance for all the people and for all parts of the world.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.